right, let's get into the second hour here dealing with Dave and some passport questions. And I'm giving you, as usual, probably more information than you wanted, but this important detail so people can understand these things and have a good conceptual grasp of what we're talking about. And this Secretary of State position and this authority and the reason everything pivots around him is, to me, very important to understand. So, Dave, we were talking about just renewing your passports. What I'm going to say is it doesn't matter. When did you get your other one? How many years active is it?
It's been active for a few years, and it expires in 2025.
Okay, all right. So you got a couple more years on it. So you got it's a good 8 years. And did you get a passport card or a book or both?
No, just the book. I just have the book.
Okay, well, this is, you know, that cost now, blinking and nod, just raised the price when he got in there a couple of months ago, and I'm not sure exactly. I got to find out because mine's expired, too. I got to go get mine renewed, but I think it's $140. It used to be $110 or something. Anyway, it's, a chunk of money for some people. Don't have that money, and if you don't let that stop you because you don't need that book. Okay, the book is only for international travel, and that's only
right.
The reason for it is because other countries, when you're flying into them, they stamp in the back, there's a bunch of pages that are blank, and they're called the visa pages, and they stamp
right.
When you come into a country, and you stay there for however long, usually 90 days, and they stamp when you exit. See, that's how they keep control and track of you in their country. But if you're not going outside of Mexico or Canada or the Caribbean, you can just get a passport card for $30.
That's right.
Okay? And so what I advise people to do, if you're one of these people like Dave, even one people have gotten ones with more years than just two, okay, is go back and just do a DS-82, attach your affidavit this time, and just order a passport card. Now you're going to have the highest. You were mentioned on the I-9, one of these different categories. The passport is the highest government-issued ID, I think, for credibility there is, okay? And that's why all this is so blasted important, all right? And so you ordered that, and now you've got a book if you want to travel. It's still good. They're both good at the same time. They're different legal personalities. One of them's the slave identification. The other's the free man identification. Now, what most people do is travel on the card. They carry, I got students, the only ID they carry is their passport card because it's now linked to their affidavit, see? And I got guys that are traveling with private tags, custom private, P-R-I-V-A-T-E tags on there. They bought their vehicle and their conveyance, private conveyance. They have a bill of sale and have title and ownership. And the cops stop them and they go, well, you ought to get insurance on that thing. Go, have a nice day. And they let them go, see? That's happened several times in several different states. So that's
okay.
That's kind of what I suggest, you know. Now, what questions do you have? Because I see we've got somebody else, Linda, up in there in New Hampshire is behind you. But, well, I want to get this. We put a lot of time into this and developed it, so I want to make sure that if you've got any questions, we get them answered. Maybe it's helped some other folks get their questions answered a bit, too.
No, I just wanted to clarify all this stuff because I already have these questions in mind, first of all, about the Secretary of State. And secondly, about the passport and exactly how the passport is used in these situations. But what you seem to be saying is that the status that you're talking about, it requires the passport with the DS-82 form and an affidavit.
No. You can do this with a DS-11. See, you can buy. This is the feudal system.
Oh, okay.
Again.
No, you're talking about me because I already have an. You're talking about me because I already have a passport. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you'd have known this, you could have that passport reflect this. You just didn't know it when 8 years ago. Okay.
Right.
So right. Now, even though it's still active, that's to Dave from Nevada, the slave. If you choose to do this with a DS-82, you'll still have that one. You can still travel. You can come down here in Ecuador and enjoy some of what we should be our summer that we're not having weather, okay? And you could do any of that stuff, but you couldn't use your passport card to do that, okay? Right. So anyway, it's just a difference, and it's particularly a physical difference for some people, because I know that some people are having a hard time, and understandably, hell, gas it, you know, with all the crap they're doing, throwing at us here all of a sudden.
Okay.
So, all right.
So basically, what you're saying is basically the passport, the passport application plus the affidavit gives you the new status that you're talking about.
Well, you don't have to do it with a passport application. In fact, these days we suggest that people take their affidavit and do what's called, I call it a naked or a cold affidavit, which is just your declaration, affidavit style, however you want to form it and frame it, and with a short cover letter, send it to the Secretary of State at their D.C. address, and just tell them to stick it in your administrative file. The reason for that is two or threefold. One is they get more of these things flashing around the halls and through the bureaucracy, and that's good because they're seeing more of them. And the other thing is that, this is your decision. This isn't their decision. If they decide what you are, it's tyranny. That's why they've gone to all this trouble to trick you. So you're coming in saying, no, I'm not that, I'm that. And if they say, no, you're not, you're one of these, then they're open tyrants, and you'll never see them do that until they get total control.
Okay, so very last question. Since I already have a passport in my possession, let's say I do what you just say, which is just do the cold, naked affidavit, and the paperwork goes through, and then they acknowledge it.
They can't help but acknowledge it. They don't have a choice.
Right. Right, and then but I already have my passport. So does that mean I no longer need my driver's license? I can just drive around with my passport at that point.
That depends on you and how big a testicles or breasticles you got. Quite frankly,
I'm good with that.
I got people that are doing it. No problems, no backlashes in several states. You can do that, too. It depends on you. It doesn't depend on me. You can do that with this information if you want to press it. If you're that foundationally grounded in your freedom, and, you know, you got to know this information to have that kind of self-confidence to be doing that, okay? Because you got to be able to defend your position. And you got to be able to have all this set up correctly. And the thing that happens, Dave, that's so powerful here is you get re-empowered. It doesn't happen overnight. Happens faster with some people than others, I've noticed. But you get re-empowered, you're getting reconnected to your creator's rights. And that connection with that spiritual creator, and that's re-empowerment to re-empower you in the direction you were supposed to have at birth that was stolen from you with this system when Esau Edom stole his damn birthright back, which is what's going on here.
Okay, so very last question then. Let's say I do the affidavit, it goes through. Do I need any form of ID at all if I get pulled over?
Well,
do I need a passport? Yeah, do I need a passport or any kind of ID?
You know, Dave, maybe not. If you're a good enough talker and know your information and you've done it properly, maybe not, okay? Don't throw all these hypotheticals at me because there ain't a defined answer here. The answer is none of those laws that are man-made, that are written for residents or citizens of the United States, apply to you anymore, which is virtually all of them that aren't state law, property law. Where somebody, you can injure somebody, and there's an injured party. No more federal jurisdiction, with the exception of two sections of the Internal Revenue Code, and those are both constitutional taxes.
Okay. I'll leave it at that for now, then.
Yep. All right. Yeah, do some homework. Familiarize yourself with the power and your freedom is in knowing the information and having command of it. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's the big secret. And the people that want to shortcut this and start throwing paper around and miss that are the ones that don't really have an effect. And the reason for that is because when you go through this process, if you do, Dave, nothing changes. The world isn't going to change. Nothing in your day-to-day life isn't going to change. The gal at the coffee shop isn't going to go, oh, Dave, I heard you filed an affidavit. Hey, congratulations on your freedom. Here's a free cup of coffee. Well, that ain't going to happen, okay? The change has got to be in you. And the only thing that makes a change in you is learning and having command of the information, and then God takes over and the change happens. Capiche? Did I lose Dave? Did I lose everybody?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Are we on the air?
No. Yeah. We just got reconnected, but I'll let you go to the next caller.
Okay, I'm going to go to Linda, New Hampshire. Hope that satisfied your itch. Scratch your itch there, Dave. Call us again when you got another one. Is Linda there, Sam?
Yeah.
I believe we've spoken with Linda before. Hey, Linda.
Hi, how are you, Roger?
I'm pretty good, trying to fight through some of these little snafus here, but that's okay. We'll get through it. Everything okay in New Hampshire? Weren't you the one that called in with the question about the passport application on a DS-11 a couple of weeks ago?
Yes. I'm trying to write my affidavit right now so I get it correct, and I'm wondering... I send that in with a short cover letter. Do I have to send anything else with that?
No. Nope.
Besides, okay, you don't have to.
Here's what I want you to do, Linda. We've got a website with all this information up there. Okay, now, thank you, Paul. And that is thematrixdocs.com, D-O-C-S. Have you been over to that website yet, Linda?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, in that, there's a sample. There's one of what I call the how-to documents, how to escape the matrix. Well, how to escape the matrix is one of them, and the other one is how to file a national affidavit. And there's instructions there for with and without a passport application. Now, we're suggesting that people do a naked affidavit or a cold affidavit or one without a passport application first.
Yeah.
There's a method to the madness. So why don't you let me tell you and the audience the reason for it, okay?
Okay.
I recently had a quote-unquote student who was a naturalized Brit, naturalized in about 2000, had gotten a passport that was still good, I guess, maybe two, but it had one, and he was in San Jose, California, and whether he was or not, I don't know, but the California San Jose County Sheriff's Department thought he was drunk and driving, and they pulled him over, and he wouldn't get out of the car, and so they ended up breaking the windows and yanking his ass out and taking him to jail. Well, in such an occurrence, there are some charges generally. He did something that got him out of jail. I have no idea what. I didn't want to know, okay? Anyway, he got out of jail, and he thought that that had released the charges, but it hadn't. So now he sends in an affidavit with a passport application, and because it's a first-time application submission for him with a passport application, they can search any open warrants on anybody, and they pick up these warrants, and they not only reject his passport application, they revoke his current passport, because now he's a flight risk. Okay?
Yeah.
So he calls me all for, I don't ever have situations like this. I knew it was some kind of screw up like this, but he goes, well, he's trying to explain it to me. And I go, just send me the letter. Okay. So I read it, and here she goes, well, we're because of this, and we've got two sections of the Code of Federal Regulations. I remember it's Title 27. Both sections were Title 27 Code of Federal Regulations. Well, if you are a resident, those regulations apply to you. But if you're not a resident, they can't pull regulations that only apply to residents and apply them to you. So if this gentleman would have had an affidavit on file already, they couldn't have done that and stolen his money and rejected his passport and revoked the other one because he wouldn't have been a resident. Okay, but he hadn't done that. He was submitting it for the first time with an application, and if your passport application doesn't get processed, your affidavit doesn't get filed. Now, does it?
No.
Okay, So the approach is, it's a 1-2 approach now. You hit them with a cold affidavit first. You use that document and follow those instructions. The State Department's Washington, D.C. main address is there. And you write Attention Administrative Records Department. And you got a nice little letter. It says, please find the enclosed citizenship evidence. Please place this firmly and permanently in my administrative file. I mean, that's all you got to say.
I've heard you kind of elaborate a little more on that on other shows where you add more to it, you know.
Well, you could say, please adjust your actions and your agent's actions accordingly, but don't forget, this is just your cover letter to the State Department. Now you're going to, now that you're establishing your status, you're going to go back and weaponize it, or let your other people in your area know that your status has changed and they need to treat you a little differently. And then sets up the fact that now if they mess with you, now they're acting outside of their responsibilities. Now it's a different ballgame.
But so I go and file that affidavit. Do I go and let these other agencies know before I do the passport thing, or do I do the passport thing and then let them know?
Linda, there's no right or wrong answer here. It depends on you. You know, we got a couple of our guys that came up with a new wrinkle that I thought was really good here lately, and I'd never thought of it. Said, look, well, submit your affidavit to the Secretary of State, and then at least your status is on file and changed. Then you can implement the other things at your own comfort level. You don't have to go jousting and drawing your sword and beating the IRS up all upside the head out the gate if you don't feel comfortable doing that. That's why I say this is when you start learning the information and you start getting accustomed to it and you start losing the fear that these people have psychologically put on you all of our lives with all these techniques and stuff they use, and you're shedding all that, and it doesn't happen overnight. And it's a gradual process. It will happen. If you input, you'll get the results. I promise you, I've seen it happen with a bunch of people.
On the Jurat, each state, I was wondering,
it's federal. Jurat's federal. It's not state.
It's going to be a federal Jurat, so how do I know how to write a federal Jurat?
Well, if you want to technically know, I believe you go to title, I'm going to say 28, Linda.
Okay.
28. Section 1746, I believe, is the section number. 1746. Okay. Or else you put a search engine, Jurats of the United States, and it'll probably come up. And this is interesting because there's two Jurats. If you go look at that section there, Jurat is a penalty of perjury, for the audience might not know. We're using technical jargon here. And there's two penalties of perjury there, one within the United States and one without the United States. And the funniest thing is, Linda, they're almost exactly the same. The one within the United States, or within the federal government's jurisdiction, says, I, Linda from New Hampshire, swear under penalty of perjury of the United States the foregoing statement is true and correct. Something to that effect. Yeah. And the one without the United States says, I, Linda from New Hampshire, do solemnly swear the foregoing under the law penalty of perjury of the laws of the United States of America.
So that's
The foregoing is true and correct, of course. So there it is. There's the distinction. Any of you doubters out there, there's the distinction of the two statuses in the United States Code in the damn oath.
Yeah. Now, because of that capitalization, where somehow that capitalization makes it look like we're the slaves, do we put that all in caps?
I wouldn't. No, I'd just go ahead and capitalize it as normal. And if there's any people that are, it wasn't in the red, purple ink. Okay, all that falls under a legal rubric called all form and no substance. You're a layman. You're trying to get your freedom. If there is some technical rule that they require to follow, you shouldn't be required to follow it, even if you didn't. All form, no substance.
Yeah.
Hold on, we got a little substantive break here, though, Linda. So we're going to hear some commercials and pick up it on the other side here in a minute. See you then.
Okay.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombi Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombi detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
And we'll come back with Linda in New Hampshire. Roger Sales back with you on the Sunday night edition of our weekday Radio Ranch. Glad to have you along, getting into some interesting discussions and information tonight. Very critical to understand, and maybe there's some newer folks listening to trying to see, what is this? Why aren't these people getting thrown in jail? Man, I know this can't be right. And except that, you know, I've been doing this 11 years, Linda, on air, helping people understand this, and me too, and helping people do this that wanted to take the step and the plunge, if you will, in the deep end of the pool. And I don't know who all's done this. I have no idea, okay? I'll hear occasionally that gal from West Virginia called in here when I first started. Yeah, I did this years ago, you know. And so, but I do know this. If they had a problem because of filing this, they'd find a way to get a hold of me because they'd be looking for some answers and some solutions. Okay?
Yeah.
And in 11 years, I've never had one phone call of anybody that's had any problems that they felt was necessary to get a hold of me because they'd gone through this process.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a pretty good track record, don't you think?
It is.
Okay. So, anyway... Yeah, how can we help you?
Okay, so after I, you know, do this and then I get my little green cards back and then I want to get the passport card, do you have to get your passport picture ahead of time? Because of my post office they take it there. For you.
They can. I would suggest that you get it taken there because we've had two people that got theirs rejected because they went to Walgreens or something, one of these CVS or some, you know, where they've got that available there. And they said didn't meet their specifications. And so the people took it back and said, I got this from the State Department. They went, well, hell, we've never seen that before. So I don't know if they're just picking on our people or what. But if your post office offers that service, you go get it done. Then they can blame their own damn self. And you know they'll never do that. So I think you're safe if you get that done that way.
Okay. Then I get that done, and I get my passport card, and say if I want to sell any stocks or cash in my IRA, do I still have to pay income tax on those things after?
No, well, you can if you want to. It's voluntary at that point for you. If you're going to put those rascals on notice, no, you don't.
Okay, good. Okay.
But I'd have that done, you know, I heard the other day that in some IRS office buildings or offices they're in, they've got at least a whole floor of mail bags that are unopened mail.
Yeah. But you would hear from them pretty quick. I heard about somebody that actually went to the post office in Boston and they issued it right there. Is that true?
Issued what? The post office?
The passport right there?
There are big cities have a passport office, satellite offices. Los Angeles has one. Atlanta has one. I know Boston does because one of my students went there. It's in the federal building. If you're in the D.C. area, there's one that you get off the train, and it's right there at the whatever stop is, wherever you get off at the State Department. They're around the country at larger cities. That's correct. You get it the same day.
So you would get it the same day, but what are you talking about? The bags of stuff, is that if you send your passport in?
No. I said I've heard the IRS has got floors in their buildings that are full of mail bags with unopened mail. That was IRS, not State Department. State Department's very good about opening their stuff, and several of our students have gotten their green card back lately. At least this has happened at least 3 to 5 times, where there may be even multiple stamps on the green card, but one of them is ambassadorial mailbag.
Huh.
Yep, sure have. The several guys out in the Northwest got those. So you can't say they don't recognize it. And see, they've got to recognize it. That's what people have a hard time understanding, is they're lawless, but their lawlessness is when you're under their control that you've given to them through this false system. When you remove that, it's a different ball game. They recognize it and know it one hell of a lot better than our people do, for the most part. Because our people are conditioned to cower over in a corner because of SWAT teams, liens, levies, garnishments, seizures, all these intimidation factors that I was talking about most of the show earlier before we started talking to folks.
So these people that are being arrested for January 6th, if they had been nationals, they couldn't
do that. Isn't that
a
good? Isn't that a very good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now?
I would think not.
They wouldn't have charged them because they're not going to go. They're hypersensitive to this, okay? They're not going to put people in a position where you get an opportunity to bring this information into some kind of a public setting where you can expose it to other people. They're not going to set that up, I promise you. So there's... Well, hold on, Linda. I don't know. We got anybody else on, Sam? Whatever. We'll do this break and try and get organized on the other side and see what we're going to do on the back part of the show here. See you in a second.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. That's a good thing to extend your life. Those tinctures are good. We're back at you at the last part of the program here on the Sunday evening of the Father's Day edition. I got a whoop edition. I think somebody's on the phone with us. I don't know if Linda's still there or not. We were talking with Linda about all this, all these things affidavit and passport-wise. Linda, did we get all your questions answered, sweetie?
I just want to ask one regarding how you said the IRS is like got a floor full of unopened mail. What if we were to send a cover letter and the packet to the IRS?
I'd say send it to the main office in D.C., first of all, and that may be in other offices. I don't know. I've just heard people comment on that, and I just don't have a crystal ball on all this stuff, Linda. I'm just a little old human, you know.
No, but I was going to say, it sounds like it'd be a good idea. Would it make a difference to send it by FedEx overnight, return receipt requested?
Well, you could do that, or just send it certified. It'd probably work. Either one. If you want to do that and spend the money to do that, if that makes you sleep better at night, I wholeheartedly encourage people to do whatever allows them to sleep better at night. It as it applies to dealing with all this stuff. Because I know it makes people nervous as hell, and I don't want to cause people any, bad night's sleep.
It sounds like it could take a long time to hear from them otherwise.
Linda, there are just there are a few areas, but mostly there's no real clear-cut answers here, and we're plowing total new ground.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, let me see who's behind you here, sweetie, and I'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Roger.
Okay, Linda, thank you. All right, Sam, who's our next victim here? Well, oh, Wes in Wisconsin, I think we got cut off last week at the end of the show. Wes, was that you that we got cut off on Supreme? We had a premature, whatever you call it.
Premature dislocation.
Yeah, premature dislocation or something. I don't know.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, well, just, good. Glad you called back then.
Yeah, I decided, well, I'd go ahead and give it a shot. And figured I'd also go ahead and let you know. I did go ahead and develop it. I decided this past Tuesday I was going to go ahead and give myself a birthday present because I turned 71 and decided it was time to become a free man.
Oh, good for you and happy birthday. What a good self-present.
Yep. And so my wife and I both went ahead and sent in our naked affidavits with covers.
Oh, congratulations to both of you two. It's your race. God bless you. And I mean, does it have has the feeling really hit you yet, or are you still in a pink cloud, kind of?
Well, the brain has been percolating. Yeah, because I know a lot of the Fed and state regs and whatnot, the statutes have gone away, obviously. And I'm just was curious, how far down would you say that would go? Would that go to all the way to local and city ordinances?
Of course. They're all for residents. Now, here's the exception. If there's a damaged party, you know, as one of my law teachers used to hammer into my head, all property law is state law. Okay, and that's why you get common access to the common law in the states. We're still a common law country at the base, no matter how hard they've tried to get us away from it. Okay, you know, the battle we're fighting now is the battle that's been fought since the beginning of time. It's the lex rex versus the common law. Lawman versus nature and nature's God. Okay, and same battle here today. We're talking about it right now. Okay, and so that is why the common law will continue to be in the states, and unless you have property damage, you shouldn't have any applicability to you. And what you're doing, because the whole thing is skewed to them having control over you, okay? You see, the whole system couldn't exist if they didn't have a property right in you. It's the Wizard of Oz thing. This is the Matrix, see? That's the element, as Morpheus said, it's like a splinter in your mind.
Yes.
You can't see it, but you can feel it. Mm-hmm. You're born into it. Absolutely. Yep. 100% accurate. And what is it? It's the reach of this law system you don't understand that controls you because they've got a property right in you. That's the Matrix.
Yep. Yep. Because the reason I was what got my brain percolating this week was all of all the chickens and turkeys and other birds and whatnot that have been meeting an untimely death.
Oh man, it's just so sad. These people have got to be stopped. I mean, they've got to be either killed or we got to separate from them and not deal with them. It seems to me those are the only two options, or they kill us. That may be a third one. Okay. But it's, you cannot be around these people. Everything that they've ever said through history that they wail about being untrustworthy and everything they are, that they've been labeled and all of the crap that, well, they are. I'm sorry, and this proves it. That's why they're mute on this, because they have no reply to this. It totally exposes these slime, and that's what they are, slime, to the bone, and they've got no reply except to totally take the mask off and be an open tyrant when the numbers are always stacked against them. That's their dilemma. This is the Revelation 2:3-9 dilemma right here. This is the one that leads up, man, you want to know, are you familiar with this book, the smallest book in the Bible? Wes, you know what that is?
Jude, I believe.
Obadiah.
Obadiah. Oh, yeah, that's right. The one
downfall
one.
Of Esau, Edom.
Yep.
Go say Obadiah in front of one of these bastards. They know what it is.
Yep. possibly, you know, because like I was saying with our local ordinances around here, they prohibit chickens. And years ago, I had my older son had some chickens from their school. They had in fifth grade, they had a part of a science class. They hatched some chickens, and he was the lucky one that got the ones that hatched and stayed alive. And he brought them home. We had them here for, good Lord, till late in the fall. And since then, I've been giving the city clerk here, who's in charge of, you know, dog licensing and everything else, I've been saying, hey, you know, we've had chickens in the past, but can we still have them? And she goes, well, if you've had them consistently. I said, yeah, we have consistently for 2 years. And so she said, well, that would be grandfathered in. But, you know, since then they've had their idiot, city attorney, you know, pontificating on this stuff. And I've been thinking, you know, this would be probably a good year to go ahead and start doing chickens again.
Well, I tell you what, there's certainly going to be a demand and a need for eggs and anything else, chicken, poultry in the future, the way they're destroying all of the big centers of productivity around the country, these heinous bastards. There's going to be some good things that are going to come out of us. It's not going to be easy getting there and without pain, but I see this as a real, real local, relocalizing effort for our people. And, maybe there's some real silver linings in the cloud somewhere, Wes.
Oh yeah.
Started putting or thought about putting your state and local officials on notice and doing the back end of this?
Well, once I get the green slip back from my certified return receipt request, once it gets here.
Okay. You know, you can just go online and check and see if it's been signed for, too.
Right. I checked this morning, and it was saying that it was delivered to the State Department yesterday.
Okay, cool. Well, hopefully you'll get one of those little return receipts with ambassadorial mailbag stamped on it. That's always reassuring for folks.
Oh, yeah. Yep. that was the discussion earlier with the gentleman and the lady that were on earlier. They were saying about with passports. I had one years and years ago, early 90s, so I'm sure it's long expired.
Yes. Now, in that instance, they've got on the newer forms, I saw one here fairly recently, and they've got a checklist. And if you, it's a DIA for renewal, and if you check all of the six boxes, yes, you use that form, I guess. And one of them was, have you had a passport within the last, and I can't remember if it said 15 or 20 years, but one of those lines, it sounds like yours has definitely exceeded that. And if that the situation, then you got to go back to do a DS-11 and start at the beginning again. Now, that's interesting, you see, because in the DS-11 procedure is the only one of the two where you have to be in front of an administrating official to sign the form, or if they're a post office that doesn't have an administrating official, get this, they want you and instruct you in the instructions to go find a local judge and sign it in front of a judge. So what other government form do they require you to sign in front of an agent or even a judge? None. Show you the importance of this?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely, as the phrase goes, it's serious as a heart attack.
And the reason is because this is the one place they've got to expose the scam. And that's why they've gone to all these links, all this stuff we've mentioned tonight, to hide all this and get you under this presumption that railroads you forward. And if you don't do this one thing at this one time or with this one guy, you're under the presumption that you're in this slave status. It's slick, man. I mean, these guys are slick. Satan's slick, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, we all have to work at, you know, doing our best to avoid his snares. We'll put it that way.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, all that stuff in the Bible really comes alive, you know. I mean, I wasn't going around prophesizing people and stuff. Hell, I came out of the music industry, for God's sakes. I rolled around in the gutter with the best of them, okay? And just about everything that it involved illegal substances and illegal things, you know. I mean, as I tell people, I didn't get here by the exit door in the choir room, okay? And so you get back here and you start learning these things and see it in practical application and learning it, and every one you trace goes back to these biblical roots, and it's all right there. How yes. can you not put those together, see?
Uh-huh. Agreed.
So it's a great ministry, and it's the ministry part of it is just a real satisfaction. Helping people achieve their freedoms is what I get a real bang out of, you know. And there's not a price tag you can put on it, and I don't want to charge you for it, all right? So the best things are things you can give away, and the more I can give it away and find people that want it, the stronger we all get. Okay, so it's a win-win-win situation there. So, Wes, are there any other questions? I think another caller came in. I don't want to get too far down the line and not get a chance to chat with them. So, any questions that I can answer for you?
Nope. You've answered the ones that I had, so I just thought I would go ahead and take your invite from last week and give you a call.
All right, yeah. Well, at least we didn't get premature, you know. Disconnected or whatever it is this week. So you call back in again as anything arises, anything we can help you with, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, buddy, thank you. No, thank you a bunch. Sam, who's next in line there, bud? Wayne in Texas is here. Is this my buddy Wayne in Texas?
Well, it sure is, Roger. Good to hear you on Sunday night as usual.
Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
Pretty good. I'm having a good Father's Day, and since I'm a grandfather, I'm getting a double whammy, Grandfather's Day. So
you got double barrel. Well, let me tell you what, it's a pleasure to hear your voice, and this is one of my better students, and Wayne got a hold of me after one of these appearances a while back and wanted to do a personal private consultation. I charged for that, and we had a wonderful conversation, and he's started out strong and didn't have any doubts and moved forward judiciously, and here you are calling in on the Sunday night show. It's great to hear from you.
Absolutely. Can't get enough of this stuff. Like you say all the time, you can't hear it enough. You got to hear it over and over, and stuff sticks. But, hey, Roger, what prompted me to call was a lady mentioned the January 6th prisoners. And it brings to mind that people should not be lost in this fact that, you know, our legal system has been weaponized, okay, against many Americans that are not in a protected class. Like you have these political affiliates like, you know, Democrats, and if you're of a certain color, you're protected, or sexual identity. But it seems like you look at the Jan 6 folks, they just arrested the guy in Michigan running for governor.
Sure. Absolutely travesty.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have the outright racism and CRT and that stuff. So, again, I just want people to know that, you know, this is a form of warfare called lawfare. And it is being waged, and I think it's only going to get turned up over the succeeding months here and could get very bad for a lot of people, which makes it so critical for people to make that decision. Get off the fence if you're thinking about it, because you need to be on the side of the U.S. nationals, at least to have an opportunity to preserve your freedom.
You know, I was listening to Aviva Barnes today, and they were talking about that, and that the guy was the front-running Republican candidate against Gretchen Whitmer up there in that absolutely, unfortunately, totally now corrupt state of Michigan. And in that charge that he was on the Capitol grounds on January 6th, now they've been able to strip him of his gun rights. He can't even carry a gun, and he's campaigning and trying to campaign for governor of state. He doesn't have security detail and everything else, and he would have to pay for it himself, and now they've stripped him of his own gun rights.
Oh,
I mean, listen, man, this DOJ under Garfunkel, which is his real name, this absolute raven communist piece of crap, okay? They're just out of control, all right? And unfortunately, Linda brought up, I'm glad you re-brought that up, Wayne, because I dwelled on it, and I dwell on that kind of thought all the time as I hear these horror stories of these poor guys held in those despicable conditions for this unbelievable amount of time, and the way they've been treated is that if they were nationals, they wouldn't be in there, Okay. I mean, I'm always thinking about that. What about all these charges about against Owen Stroyer and how, what they're doing to Alex Jones and this lawfare? They even have a word for it, lawfare, in case you haven't heard that, where they turn the law and turn it into warfare. And that's they got deep pockets and law firms of these corrupt Revelation 2 and 3, 9 bastards, and they can just put unbelievable pressure on you. I mean, it's unbelievable to me that Alex has been able to continue to have all that pressure on him, everything they've thrown at him, and he's still got his sanity and the network and everything else. So, you know, it's the best. But how about if we could get on one of those platforms and go, oh, hey, I'm one of these. You can't do that to me anymore.
You need another Sarah Westall appearance, you know, something like that. Boy, you got run over when.
Well, we're gonna get there. We'll get there. Baby steps at a time. Hold on, Wayne. We got another second.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Change that world and come here to the last segment. Got a couple of minutes. My buddy Wayne is on us, Wayne from Dallas area. And so you have been involved in this, what, 6 months, 8 months?
Yeah, Roger, I think it was like in the fall. And as I told you, I think in one of our conversations, I'd heard you many years ago with the great Al Adask. And I kept thinking to myself, man, this guy sure sounds interesting, but I was caught up raising kids and running a business and all that. And so I didn't really pay much attention at the time. And then before I knew it, you were gone. So recently back, I think late last summer, I caught up to you again and heard a few shows. I said, this has got to happen. I definitely want to get back in touch. And I can tell anybody listening That hour and a half we spent, Roger, was the best money I've put out there in a long time. The great investment. And the time you took to explain everything in detail to me really solidified my thoughts. My wife heard it. She said, so you got to do this. And I said, okay, let's roll. And so that was definitely a great situation there. So hey, one last thing, too, before I get off, Roger. The thing folks need to realize, and you talk about it all the time, there's an overriding presumption here by the authorities doing these dastardly things to people, and that is if you're a U.S. citizen, you're their subject. You're their slave. You're subject to their 14th Amendment civil rights. And that's exactly what they're practicing on you. They're treating you almost like a dog, and you need to really think about what you want to do here as time goes on, because I think it's going to get worse.
It is. It really presents a dilemma for them, I believe. Okay. And they're definitely concerned about it, because it's the only thing I've ever seen that makes these people stand mute. And they'll stand mute, and they do what you want them to do, and life just goes on. And I don't think, unless they ever totally get control, that they'll overstep that line. And I've gotten that question over the years. Well, what happens when they don't recognize it? Well, I guess we all know
what time it is.
We know what the rules are then, don't we?
Absolutely. Well, Roger, I'll get off and let you finish your show, okay. And thanks
a lot.
Well,
it shows about finishing up on itself. Wayne, always good to hear your voice. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for being such a good student and a great representative of what we do and our freedoms and all that stuff. And the more you get quality people like Wayne and like Daniel from last week and Paul and these other folks, I mean, you can see the quality of people we got. Who's there calling in? Just the last, they'll get premature ejaculated, too. Who is it? See you, Wayne. Hi, Paul. Well, speaking of Paul, I guess we'll get premature.
Hi there.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I got three things to say really, really quickly before we run out of time. The lady that had the questions about whether she'd have to pay taxes on her 401k if she liquidated it, she's probably going to have that taken out of the check before she gets it, and she'll have to go back against the IRS to get a refund.
You mean that may be true. I don't know how those things operate.
Yeah, and let's see. The other thing is, I love that commercial where the guy says, when they come for your gold, give them lead. Instead, when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. Well, I've got another one for them. When they come for your property, give them a 6x6x4 plot in the back 40 for free.
How about we all sit at our computers and print out affidavits, put stamps on it, and give it to your postman and fight the revolution from your home office?
There you go. Hey, that sounds like a plan.
But see, that's the beautiful part of this. It's non-confrontational. You don't have to confront them. It doesn't hardly cost anything. The information's right here. I'm not charging you anything. It's really pretty simple to understand and to execute a remedy. This is a revolution that can be fought from the home office.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
I was listening to the Texan radio show this morning, so I'm still a little bit militant from listening to that one.
Okay. Well, you get militant up here on Father's Day, no less. So
Texan Republic Radio or something.
All right. Paul's one of the good new students has come to us from the Sarah Westall interview here about a month or 6 weeks ago, and there's our whistler right there, Paul. And always glad to have you on board, and is the one that set up this website and stuff to make it easier for all of us. Pop that down a little bit if you would, Sam. And so thank you. And so listen, there's a whistler. We're out of here. That's in and music, Paul. Great to talk to you. I'll see you tomorrow on our weekday program over on eurofolkradio.com. Y'all have a good rest of your Father's Day. Good to speak with you. Enjoyed the show tonight, and I'll see you next week.
Spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419. RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org.